The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Perspective is so very, very important. And this is probably all the political stuff. And by the way, I was talking about Pete Buttigieg, but not about his politics. Talking about his theology, which is horribly flawed. So this is about all I'm going to deal with about politics today, but I got a piece of audio that you've got to hear. If you have been watching the TV news or even the radio news for the last 2 weeks, you would be led to believe that this whole impeachment thing began with this Ukraine thing just recently. We just found out about this phone call this past summer, and oh my goodness, this is new. You know, we have to impeach. Folks, this is not new. They have been trying to find something that would stick since before he was inaugurated, before Donald Trump was inaugurated. I'm going to play for you an audio montage. Every single one of the quotes is at least a year old. The overwhelming majority of them are at least 2 years old. They're from 2016 and 2017. A few are from 2018. But every single one of them were recorded a long time before anyone have heard of Ukraine, the Ukraine phone call, and so on and so forth. The reason I'm playing this for you is you need to know. They have been screaming and yelling and shouting impeachment, looking for something to charge him with. It should be the other way around. So anyway, listen to this. And again, remember that every single clip is at least 1 year old. Most of them are 2 years old.
Breaking news.
A bombshell.
Today is a turning point. Today was historically bad for President Trump.
Today was a turning point.
A turning point.
We're at a turning point here.
The beginning of the end for the Trump presidency.
We have another bombshell.
Mike Pence might have to assume the office of the presidency.
Rumblings of the word impeachment.
Breaking news.
Another bombshell out of the White House.
I believe this is the beginning of the end.
I do too.
It's really the beginning of the end.
He may be feeling the walls closing in on him.
All the walls closing in on him.
The walls closing in on him.
Breaking news, a new bombshell.
One astrologer says this means the beginning of the end for President Donald Trump.
Trump will resign.
Trump is going to resign.
Is this the tipping point? I know we've said it over and over.
You think this is a tipping point?
And over and over.
This is a tipping point.
And over and over.
Breaking news, President Trump off the rails.
It was the beginning of the end today.
The beginning of the end.
Breaking news tonight, new bombshell.
This is the beginning, not the end.
The beginning of the end.
The walls are closing in.
The walls closing in.
The walls closing in.
Breaking overnight bombshell.
This is a very dramatic day, and I think it might be near a tipping point. Do you think this is a tipping point?
December 1st, 2017, you can mark it down. This is the day that everything changed.
The beginning of the end?
Beginning of the end.
The beginning of the end.
The beginning of the end.
The beginning of the end.
We begin tonight with a bombshell.
Donald Trump is in a lot of trouble.
Trump is in trouble.
The president will resign.
Another hour, another bombshell.
This is a tipping point.
Trump's going down.
This president could be impeached.
Resignation.
Resignation.
I don't think this president is going to serve out his term.
Mr. Trump will not serve out his term.
He will not serve out his term.
No way. Know how.
Breaking news.
Absolute bombs.
Donald Trump is not. He's done. And it's over.
It's over.
The wall's closing in.
The wall's closing in.
This is going to be the Achilles heel.
Breaking news tonight. I expect Trump to depart.
This week will be the watershed week.
Trump is in big trouble.
Trump's in a lot of trouble.
It's a sign of a terrified old man who feels the
walls
closing in.
The walls
are increasingly
closing in on him.
Tonight the walls
are closing in.
Today changed everything. This is the beginning
of the end.
Today the biggest
tipping point for the Trump administration.
What has
historic day. The bombshells.
He's underwater. He feels the walls closing in.
Turning point. We may be at a tipping point.
It's the beginning of
the end.
The beginning of the end.
Another bombshell.
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 This is a bombshell.
And not one of those is a repeat. Not one of them. And not one of them is any more frequent than over a year ago. Most of them are 2 and 3 years ago. Tipping point, tipping point. It's all over. The walls are caving in. The walls are caving in. Breaking news. Bombshell, bombshell. It's over. This could be the end. That was 2 to 3 years ago. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, okay. All right. Enough of that. I just wanted you to hear that. It is just absolute proof that the enemies of Donald Trump, since the day he was inaugurated, probably before, have been looking for something to stick. And every single thing that came along, this is the end, this is the end, this is a turning point. Bombshell breaking news, this is the end. He's over, he's done, he's finished. Really? Yeah. All right. And now this. Boy, this is so important, so important. Stay with me, all right? If you're in the car and you're about to get out, drive around the block a few times. This is really important. I came across this today. Douglas Murray is an associate editor of The Spectator. He also writes for the Sunday Times and the Wall Street Journal. He's an atheist. He is an atheist. And he has written a new book called The Strange Death of Europe. Now, keep in mind, this man is an atheist, and he's writing a book on the death of Europe. I want you to listen to some quotes. I've got some lengthy quotes. Hang with me, all right? Here's what Douglas Murray writes in his new book. For centuries in Europe, one of the greatest, if not the greatest, source of such energy came from the spirit of the continent's religion. It drove people to war and stirred them to defense. It also drove Europe to the greatest heights of human creativity. It drove Europeans to build St. Peter's in Rome, the cathedral at Chartres, I probably butchered that, the Duomo of Florence, and the Basilica of St. Mark in Venice. It inspired the works of Bach, Beethoven, and Greenwald's altarpiece at Eisenheim and Leonardo's Madonna of the Rocks, etc., etc., etc. Then he says, yet, in the 19th century, that source, what, Christianity, here is an avowed atheist, secularist, admitting, and not just admitting, explaining that it was Christianity that built Europe, that brought the greatness to Europe. And then he says this, yet in the 19th century, that source received 2 seismic blows from which it never recovered, leaving a gap that has never been filled. The effects of the wave of biblical criticism that swept through German universities in the early 19th century is still being felt 2 centuries later. Now, that is what led to the downfall of Christianity in Europe and also the death of the mainline Protestant denominations here in America. So-called biblical criticism, the questioning of the authority of the Bible. And here is an atheist saying, once the Christians began doubting the authority of their Bible, the end of Europe began. Isn't that fascinating that an atheist would understand how devastating the beginning, the doubting of Scripture was. And many Christians did not see that. All right, I got to take a break, but I have some more quotes to read you from this atheist who's written a book on the death of Europe. And this atheist nails it. They lost their foundation. They lost their core. They lost the authority of the Bible, and thus the loss of Christianity. Fascinating.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Brand new book by an atheist talks about the destruction of Europe, and he pins the destruction of Europe on the fall of Christianity. I find that interesting. I began to read a paragraph before we went into the break. He goes on, Europe had knowledge of the great myths, yet the Christian story was the continent's foundational myth, and as such had been inviolable. So he is calling the stories of the Bible a myth. He doesn't believe them, but he understands that they were the foundation of the culture and of the society. Interesting. Then he says, it was still possible to find wisdom and meaning in the scriptures, but the Bible had at best become like the work of Ovid and Homer, containing great truth, but not itself true. Interesting. The loss of the authority of Scripture. He goes on. Where once divine design had explained all that was awe-inspiring, Darwin put forward an entirely new proposal. That, as Richard Dawkins has summed up, given sufficient time, the non-random survival of hereditary entities, which occasionally miscopy, will generate complexity, diversity, beauty, and an illusion of design so persuasive that it is almost impossible to distinguish from deliberate, intelligent design. Darwin's discovery was fiercely debated at the time, as it is now, but the backlash was doomed to failure. The condition of the argument for the divine scheme after Darwin was not good. This was not about a single discovery. It wasn't even about the filling in of one's particular large gap in man's knowledge. It was simply the first wholesale explanation for the world we inhabit that had no need of God. This atheist acknowledges that the very foundation of atheism, the very foundation of Darwin, a Darwinistic evolution, is atheism. And he admits that this led to the ultimate downfall of Europe. The loss of biblical authority, the loss of the authority and the moral authority of the church, and the rise of evolution. Now, take a look at American Christianity and look at how many denominations, how many churches have compromised dramatically on the authority of the scriptures and has adopted evolution. We have an atheist saying loss of authority of scriptures, the rise of evolution led to the downfall of Europe. I don't know about you, but I find that fascinating. All right, quickly, we're going to go to Dan in Lewis Center, Ohio. Hey, Dan, you're up next on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
Hey, good evening, Bob. Yeah, I'm an atheist, and people say, well, what cements your atheist? I say no other book cements my atheist like reading the Bible. If you don't cherry pick and pull the common passages and the common scriptures that are preached, and you read the entire thing, you realize how it cements your atheism, that it feels more fable-like than truth. And that's what's worked for me. And I think that that's what, you know, the author is saying there, too, is that if you take a critical look at it, the more you read it, the more you realize, like, talking snakes, talking donkeys, you know,
that's not. Wait, Dan, I'm really delighted that you called, and I am thrilled that an atheist is listening to my program. But that's not the point he's making in the book at all. In fact, he's making almost the opposite point in the book, that Europe needed a foundation, some kind of positive and irrefutable foundation. He doesn't agree with the foundation, but at least it was a foundation for Europe. And when they lost that, when they lost the foundation of biblical truth and biblical authority, Europe was doomed. That's the point he's making.
And why that happened, though, is because then there was the lack of support for the church. And so who was paying for all the cathedrals? Who was paying for the symphonies, the artwork and all that stuff? It was all underwritten by the church, right? So that when people stopped supporting it, that's what the culture is built around, you would say. But if you go to Rome and you go look at the Colosseum and you look at the other ruins there and you look at some of the oldest churches there, they were all built on pagan ground. So there's pagan religions that built that part of Europe, at least. And you go to Germany, the same sort of thing as well. So, religion was the dominant financier of culture in a lot of places, right? And not just Europe, and not just with Christianity.
Okay.
So that.
Do you in any way deny the good that Christians and Christianity has done, even here in America? Do you know of any hospitals built by atheists in America?
But again, I would say that's where the money came from, right? So have people organized around a religion done good? Yes, but that doesn't prove, you know, that doesn't prove the existence of a God.
No, I would certainly agree with you on that. Have you read the Bible cover to cover, Genesis to Revelation?
My honest answer is cover to cover. No, my honest answer is more than every chapter. Have I read something out of it? Yes, and more than most people who sat in your pews when you were preaching. Yes.
Not the pews of the people where I preached. The pews of the people I preached were people of the book. They were people of the book. So you can't say that. Maybe in many other churches, but. Not where I preach.
Well,
Dan, the book, and I don't mean this in a critical way or in a condescending way. The reason the Bible doesn't make any sense is because you don't know the author. And I pray that you will. And I mean that. I'm going to put you on my prayer list, Dan. I am delighted you are there. Thank you for listening. And I'm going to pray for you, and I know a whole bunch of people in our audience will as well. Seriously, I'm glad he's there. All right, we gotta go. We'll be back.